We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it. Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to the show. A big one. Chase Rice coming in just a few minutes. He's got a new record and found the front of his album to be different from what he usually does. I like it. I think it's pretty emotional picture for him as well. So we'll get to that. But let me say, morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and see what's up. A little check-in here. You know, he thinks he has a good golf swing, but he's better at just breaking random things because of his rage.
Like brooms and stuff.
Yeah. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, something weird is going on. So like 2 weeks ago, I was standing on the side of the street talking to someone and like a gust of wind blew. And I felt something hit my ankle. I looked down, it's a $20 bill. And I'm like, this is crazy. I pick it up. I ask the person I'm talking to, is this yours? No, it's not mine. I look around. No one else is there. I guess it's mine. I keep it. Well, yesterday, I'm walking in the parking lot from the grocery store, and I'm putting the cart away in one of those bins. And again, I look down at my ankle, a dollar bill. I'm like, this is crazy. I pick up the dollar bill. I look over. There's another dollar bill. And I look over there. There's another dollar bill.
What's happening?
$5 bills. In the parking lot. I pick it up. I look around. Has anyone dropped this? I don't see anyone. There's an old man getting a pickup truck. I'm like, I'm assuming it's his maybe. I walk to him. Sir, did you lose this money? He's like, I did not. I don't think so. Well, keep it anyway. I don't know.
Well, why'd you give it to him?
Yes, it was $5. Why not, right?
Good.
So then I'm thinking like, is this a sign? I know Amy's going to agree with me.
Is it a
sign for what?
Maybe I need money.
Or maybe you're living right and something's coming. I don't think it's that you need money.
Hold on. I need money, but I just gave it away. Like, if you need money, why wouldn't you keep it?
Well, I didn't read the sign right.
I would think it's more of one, just, but it's just bizarre.
It's crazy.
Like, it's just lucky. Great, good for you.
Oh.
I never had a win, blow a single thing to me that's worth it. And then two, maybe you're just doing, you're living right.
I don't know, man.
Good things happen.
Next time the wind blows like that, look down.
Anytime it's a windy day, Eddie just is just walking around outside. Yeah. Hello. All right, that is weird. All right, up next, he is 3 credits short of graduating college, but that's probably not why he lacks so much knowledge. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody. Woo!
Guys, I'm just here to tell you something very exciting happening in my life. The 05 Altima, we passed 214,000 miles yesterday.
Wow.
214,000 miles. The 05 Altima still going strong, and it felt so good.
That's significant.
That is incredible.
Are you ever going to get a new car?
Not until she dies.
Completely. You're going to go. So if she dies, though, you can't get any trade-in. Not that you're going to get a lot for it now,
listen,
anyway.
If you go to Kelly Blue Book or whatever that thing is, it's like $250 max.
You owe them money?
Max.
How much is this worth? Negative.
I think my tires cost more than the car is worth.
Is it safe for your kids to ride in?
Why would it not be?
That's old.
It's got locks and doors and windows. And
does it have a hole for your feet like Fred Flintstone?
No, it doesn't have a hole in the floorboard or anything like that, but it's got 214,000 miles. Woo-hoo!
What's the worst thing about it right now?
The heater doesn't work.
Okay, and what's the best?
The AC still blows ice chunks, baby. Like, I've never had to do anything to that AC, and it still works like a charm.
That's crazy. How long do you think it'll last?
I don't know. I'm hoping
into the year.
I'm hoping into the year.
You get $250,000, I think.
I know you said that, but
I think you could do a commercial. You could call and be like, yo, I got a commercial we need to do here.
I don't know if it's got another $35,000, though. That's a lot of miles. But we are nurturing her.
Congratulations.
I even took her to the car wash the other day.
As I'm talking about. Yeah. Nice job. Next up, she's bringing her Four Things with Amy Brown podcast to Nashville to do it live. But some say she can hardly drive. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So I was out to eat with some girlfriends, and one of them is dating. So a topic came up about unattractive traits in men. And there was three that everybody unanimously agreed upon. And the first one was lack of ambition. It's like totally unattractive. They're not driven, ambitious, not cool.
You need that. What if it's not an ambition, though, that's money?
It doesn't have to be money.
Okay, just passion. An ambition to follow a passion of some sort.
Sure. It could be to run a nonprofit where you get paid not much at all. Whatever.
Well, that's nice.
Low emotional intelligence.
Define emotional intelligence?
Just being, knowing emotionally how to respond to something in a mature way, like working through some stuff. Now, some people, given their background, they weren't given the opportunity.
She's trying to soften that blow.
I develop very slow with my emotional intelligence.
However, you're working on it. So that's the ambition. There's drive to want to how can I realize this about myself. How can I make it better? So as long as they're working on it. Because some people, it's just difficult because of how they were raised. And then the third one was if they drink way too much. It's just, they can't. If you're out on a date and the guy decides to drink.
How many glasses of wine is too much if you're out on a first or second date, according to you and your lady friends?
For them or the guy?
No, for the guy.
Well, the guy shouldn't be drinking the wine.
Well, I guess it's
okay, I don't know what the guy drinks. What does the guy drink?
A beer.
Okay. At dinner?
Yeah, like a man.
Sure, whatever, bro.
Okay, go ahead.
Everybody drinks something different. But I would say let's cap it off at two.
That's fine. For dinner? Yeah.
You're out on a date.
So you shouldn't have three?
Nah, I mean.
What if you're at a concert, though?
Okay.
You can get smashed.
He said dinner.
Who wants to get smashed, though?
Right?
Lunchbox.
You still want to get smashed? Like, that's
a concert.
That's still fun to you?
Yeah, sometimes it's
smash.
Like.
Smash.
Let it go.
Just so drunk.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
If you didn't have kids, you'd do it more?
Yeah.
Even today at 41 or whatever you are.
Yes. Man, it's hard with kids, though, because they wake up early.
Uh-huh. Your head's hurting.
You're still smashed, and then
it doesn't matter what time you go to bed; they're getting up at the same time. So if you stay up till 3, guess what? They're still getting up at 5:30. It's like, oh, well, that wasn't fun.
Well, you used to say just let them be.
Well, it's hard now. They come and jump on you.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Now they can get out of their bed.
They pick the lock. Yeah. All right, Amy, thank you.
All right, you're up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he has a football and NASCAR helmet on his table, and in the morning, sometimes he has a bagel. Bobby Bones.
You do?
Never.
I don't think I've ever seen him eat a bagel, but
that's a good rhyme though.
It worked.
Yeah,
table
never.
Bagel.
Chase Rice is coming in a little bit, which I mentioned. And I got to tell you, I have had a kind of sometimes good, sometimes not good relationship with Chase, just randomly, but for no real significant reason. And so I was pretty excited he was coming in because we hashed it out beforehand. I told a joke at my comedically inspirational show about Chase Rice. Mostly it's about Kane Brown, but then I turned it into a Chase Rice situation. And so I'm going to play the joke again, and then I want to talk about what happened after the joke. Go ahead.
Let's talk about Kane Brown. I mean, it's mind-blowing to me that Kane Brown wasn't nominated tonight. Kane broke all kinds of records this year. He's broken streaming records. He's broken touring records. He has a massive serial. Kane Brown gets screwed more than Chase Rice at a Middle Tennessee sorority party. There he is, old Chase. He's good looking. He is a ladies' man. Chase opened up for me once in Austin, and I saw more girls get on his tour bus than were played on country radio last year.
So that happened. I put the clip up. Some people got upset with me. Chase didn't really get upset with me, but I was over at Jake Owen's house. He was having a Christmas party, and Jake's a really good friend of mine. And he's like, hey, Chase is here. And it was like, oh, cool. Well, Chase is a lot bigger than I am. And I purposely hadn't been around Chase. And so I was like, oh, cool. If I see him, I'll say whatever. He probably can take a joke. And so then Jake, being what Jake does, he goes and grabs him. Goes, hey, Chase, come here. Here's Bobby. And, like, puts us together. They're like, okay, you guys do some stuff. Say what you're going to say. I'm like, wait, this is, what's, Jake, why did you do this? And so we talked for, like, half an hour. And he wasn't mad at all. And he was like, did I open for you? I was like, yeah. I remember, I was, oh, yeah. Well, I guess you're right. And then that was it. And then we talked for a long time. And he was like, felt like a different dude. I think he's been through some crap. And this, he's like, man, I put this record out. I've never sang songs that were so, like, real life about me instead of just, like, party songs. And so now the record's out and he's going to be in a little bit. But, like, it went from me telling that joke, wondering if I was going to get beat up, to me being with him, wondering if I was going to get beat up. And then we kind of, I mean, we may have talked for an hour at the end, just him and I just hanging out. So that's the longest we've ever talked, and I'm pretty excited he's coming in a little bit. But if I didn't address the joke thing here.
Oh, yeah.
Our listeners have been like, why don't you say anything about the joke? And
yeah.
But we did, and I thought I was going to get beat up for a minute. So Chase Rice coming in a little bit. All right, we're here. We're ready. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision, from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Go on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Chase Rice.
This is Chase's album here. Chase, this is your dad on the front of this?
That's my pops, yeah.
I've seen you post a lot of pictures of your dad over the last few years or so on Twitter.
Yeah.
What kind of relationship did you guys have?
It was awesome, man. He was like the dad that didn't miss games. Like, he was just a great guy. Like, he was the guy that everybody loved when he walked in the room. And he was a guy that, like, I look at my life, I'm like, damn, I got work to do.
And as you get older, do you appreciate him more and more because now you kind of understand how hard some parts of life are and sacrifices in general?
Yeah, I mean, I live pretty selfishly. And now I look at it, now I got a niece and two nephews, and I'm like, I get to at least see it from my brother's point of view of how much you have to give up to if you want to be there for him. If you don't, then keep living that way. But if I ever have kids, which I do want kids one day, it's like I'm going to have to change my life. For sure.
So you put him on the cover of this album. Your dad's not alive anymore, right?
No, he died when I was 22.
And so how did he die?
Heart attack. So
kind of out of nowhere?
Yeah, it was out of nowhere. He was fighting. He had some skin cancer stuff, but like I talked to him 7 days before he died, and he said, man, I'll be fighting this thing forever. But by the time I was 70, 80 years old, which he would be in his 70s now, which is crazy to think about, but he said, by that time I'll be ready to go, and I'll meet the grandkids and all that. And it's weird how life is like None of that happened. 7 days later, he was gone.
What would he say if he saw you put him on the front? That's what I'm getting to here. Yeah, like, your dad looks like a dude, you know? Like, he'll protect you, but he'll also, you know, whatever it takes. What would he say if you were like, Daddy, I put you on the cover of my album?
Well, he was the guy. I remember playing guitar in, at the house when I was, like, just starting in college. And he said, he was just joking. He was talking about nobody's ever going to listen to you unless you start singing. So he made me play like a he just made me play like three or four songs and living to him and mom when I was like 22 years old. And I played if he was going to get me the guitar that I wanted. So I don't know what he would think about me going into music, to be honest, in the first place, but he encouraged that at least. So I think
what do you want his face on your album, though, that everybody's going to see?
I don't know about that. I asked my mom, I asked my brothers. He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, well, that's super cool, man. Like, I love that this is becoming more important to you as you get older, because I think you respect it more, as at least I do. Like, the things that my grandma used to do for me, you know, my grandma adopted me for a long time, and it's like, dang, she sacrificed all that. I didn't even appreciate it at the time.
Yeah.
And now that she's been gone, it's like, dang, I wish I would have known then what I know now about that. But he's on the cover, and you got to explain the name of the album, because it's got like two names, kind of.
Yeah.
What it's called, what?
I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell.
Okay, talk about them separately. I Hate Cowboys. Why?
So that's a song on the – they're both songs on the album.
Right.
It just – cowboys and dogs became the theme of this record for whatever reason. That picture was a big inspiration for the Cowboys part. And
because
Hardy,
he's wearing a cowboy hat, by the way, if you guys aren't watching this as well. Go ahead.
I wouldn't even know if he would – I wouldn't even say he'd consider himself a cowboy back – you know, that was – he was in Wyoming back in the day. But that's a song, it's not about hating cowboys, it's mainly just about the cowboy walks in the bar, steals your girl.
Right.
It was Hardy's idea in the beginning, and he's actually singing backgrounds on it. And then All Dogs Go to Hell is very clearly, that's why I put my dad on the front with the cowboy, the dog on the back. That's I love dogs. I have a dog now.
Who is this dog? It's a black, like, lab looking ish
that's
thing?
Jack, that's my pup.
What's awesome about Jack?
Well, he's my first dog, period. I've never had a dog. So this is the first experience him and I have had a go at it together. So that's a special thing, I think. I mean, I don't think a second dog will be the same.
I'm telling you, I never told anybody I loved him ever. And the first thing that I actually had a relationship, until my wife, because I didn't love anybody, but that dog, my first dog, Dusty, had him for 13 years. That's the first thing I like felt love and like responsibility for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that with this dog? I gotta take care of you and I love you.
Yeah, I got home last night and I'm like laying on the floor with him and holding him. I'm like, I don't do this.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah, but good for you.
And I don't even think about it with
him. Yeah. But, do you tell the dog you love him?
Oh, yeah. this is nuts, but I just started doing it because I'm like, man, I want to do this. Is a special thing for me. Every time I feed him, I'm like, I make him sit. And I say, I grab him, I'm like, I love you, and the best dog I ever had.
That's awesome. And that's growth. That's like growth. You're like, why I used to do that is because I was practicing for when I did finally meet somebody that I loved and I could tell them that. I was working with my dog. I don't think my dog knew because he's a dumb dog. And it was awesome, though, but he didn't know English, you know? And so I would be like, hey, dude, I love you. And I was like, man, that feels weird. But dude, good for you, man.
It's easy for me to say it to him. I don't know. Yeah, it's not easy for me to say that to other people or even hear it from people, which is weird because my dad said it all the time. I think losing him, it took away a big, big place in me to – it's not like I have hate in my heart, but you just lose that. I've had years now of not hearing it.
Why All Dogs Go to Hell?
Well, I woke up with the title in my head, and I had no idea what that meant. I'm like, you can't say that. And then I said it to John Byron. We were writing that morning, and he was like, what do you want that to be like? Everybody knows the devil went down to Florida. And when he said that, I was like, oh, yeah, it's like an oceanfront property in Arizona, George Strait type thing. So everything's just opposite. It's all a web of lies.
So Chase Rice is here. The album is out now. Ray, give me a little bit of I Hate Cowboys.
Next thing you know, you got a broken heart. She's gone and that's why I hate cowboys.
That's pretty good. You flipped it on us.
Your girl.
Yeah. You're like, dang, I wish I was a cowboy. Yeah. Same thing. And Ray, give me a little bit of All Dogs Go to Hell.
And I don't miss you, baby. And all dogs go to hell.
Dang, dude, that's good. It's like a whole different, sonically, it's like a whole, feels like a whole different you.
It's completely. Oscar Charles produced it. I wrote all the songs on acoustic guitar. So, like, the process was opposite. We've talked about this a little bit. Like, being part of Cruise was a huge blessing, but it was also a big curse because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll do that. I didn't know what I didn't want to do. I'm just like, all right, I'll go with this. But the whole time I'm sitting there like, man, this is not – what am I doing? Like, this isn't me. And it just takes a while to figure it out, I think.
I'm going to play Way Down Yonder. This is from the record. Set this song up, though, and again, it's another song on Chase's new record, which is I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell. But Way Down Yonder, one of the first tracks on three or four, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of the first ones. Yeah. Tell me about this song, and then I'll play it.
Yeah, this was one that they threw out the title, and I was like, hell no. Like, I don't know what, that just sounds cliche. So I wanted to be very clear with the guys when we were writing it. This cannot be the girl in the truck and the starry night and the dirt road and all that. And so we put real bits of true stories in this song, and I'm just a big moonshining guy, so that's really what it's about. Go
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Chase Rice.
I feel, even in talking with you, I think we spent probably half an hour talking over at Jake's house, yeah. Just you and I.
It was awesome.
I feel like in all of the seasons that I've been in this town and you've been in this town, I don't know, something about you just feels adjusted, nicer. Me yeah. too. I am yeah. the same way. I feel like yeah. I've been through the ringer in this town, and I used to be so guarded and like, let's go. Yeah. Who wants some of this? I feel threatened and insecure, so let's go. I'll take on anybody. But I don't even have that anymore. Do you feel like you're feeling that a little bit? Like
yeah.
healthier?
Yeah, 100%. I still go to those places where I'm like, I get pissed off for no reason, and I feel like people are against me, but I created that. But I created that in my own head where I just felt like the whole town or world was against me. And I think, honestly, I think it was because I had to have this chip on my shoulder because I was guarding myself from, like, I'm doing this thing that I don't even care about that's not, that I know isn't me, so I got to put up this shield of, well, I at least have to pretend like this is me when it ain't. So I think through this, the album, making music that I really genuinely know is me, and it's like, I'm not trying to be anything else anymore. So just be yourself now. And there's a lot of good people in this town. There's a lot of good people in the world. Like, and Jake's a big part of that too. Like, he talked to me. He was like, he just wakes up every morning now. He's like, I got to be grateful.
He's front lobe Jake now.
Yeah.
He's stopped drinking, and he's front lobe where we can't always stay front lobe. And he's a little wrong on the science of it, but still, I like it. Get front lobe Jake.
I don't know the
science. But, you know, he wakes up with at least intention.
Yeah.
Because we all, if we have intention, we may not hit it right.
Yeah.
But more times than not, we will. Because I, same thing, I still get really insecure and angry and like feel like everybody wants to compete and hates me. And so I yeah. just am like ready to go all. But I got married. That helped yeah. a lot. Meaning,
that's the dog. He's probably a big part of that too.
Yeah.
But man, I just think through writing these songs, I like Bench Seats, the song about the dog on the record. And it's, I don't know. I cried my eyes out writing the song. And
I was going to ask you what you felt like the most vulnerable song was, because the whole record feels a bit more vulnerable than anything you've ever done, which yeah. is great. And it feels weird to do, but it's also, it bonds you quickly, right? Because yeah. everybody else is going through crap too.
Uh-huh.
What's the most vulnerable song where you're like, man, I love this song, but ooh, man, this feels different because I'm just putting it all out there.
Yeah, it's Bench Seat, because that's a song about my buddy up put a gun to his head and almost shot himself. And then he got his help, came to see me, and I'd been where he'd been before. And I wrote that song. I was bawling my eyes out the whole time, decided to get the dog, got the dog, did the video. I was scared to put it out. I knew I wanted to, and I was gonna, but it was just that, I don't know if I want people knowing this about me. Which is dumb, because your biggest fears when they come true, it's like, man, that wasn't that bad. And that fear was just showing like, hey, I've been in some pretty dark places before. And Bench Seat was that song for me.
We'll play a little bit of this just so people can kind of hear the context. Here is, which by the way, you wrote this one by yourself.
Yeah.
Too. And you say you cried writing. I mean, you were just alone writing this song, like kind of pouring it out yourself. Mm-hmm. Here is Bench Seat.
The smell of fresh cut grass, Mr. Reynolds waves as we roll past.
You know, you got to sing these. Right.
Yeah.
Again, and some of these songs are really raw in a great way.
I don't know how we're going to implement them in yet. We haven't had rehearsals for the tour yet. But that was one I originally thought, like, this is too deep. I'm probably not going to sing it every night. But the reaction from people, I think I'm going to have to sing it every night.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the one you want to sing.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
well, Oscar Charles was a big part of that too, because he's a producer. I've never had one producer on a whole record, but he's a big reason why it sounds so raw and real. There's no click track. There's no tracks on the record. But when I'm sitting in there singing and I'm getting emotional, usually it's like, okay, man, you took that too far. It's like, I didn't take it anywhere. That's just how I was feeling. And he was encouraging that. Like, after the first take on the vocal, he's like, that was one of the most real vulnerable vocals I've ever heard. That was amazing. I don't know if you need to do another one. So him encouraging me to be like that was huge.
Did you turn your house into a studio?
Yeah.
Is that where you did this record?
Yeah, it was like drum kit in front of the fireplace, cables everywhere. It was not like a professional looking studio. It was kind of a mess, but
also benefit of being single. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I want to leave stuff out. Like, nope, can't do that.
Fred Elgingham was the drummer. He's Sheryl Crow's drummer, I think. He walked in and literally had all his stuff before he even dropped his stuff. He looked around. He didn't know who I was. He's just like looking around. I'm standing there. He said, yep, this dude ain't married. That's the first thing he said.
How are you now? Just generally, like how are you?
I'm good, man. I got ups and downs for sure. I had a lot of downtime in November, December. I think I saw you in January, but I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm still going through some stuff, whatever that is, where I go to just some dark, lonely places. I don't know why, but I'll get to the bottom of it. I'm just talking to people.
Do what I do, because the same thing. I question everything about me. I go to a therapist and help me. So we talked about that.
Yeah.
You know. Well, look, I want to do. We're going to end with these five awkward questions that listeners sent us about you. So you basically just have to answer them even though they feel awkward. Deal?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a way to set that bit up,
that's
right?
That's great.
They're actually called uncomfortable questions from listeners. Number one, be honest. Has Chase Rice ever posted a fish he really didn't catch on Instagram?
Nah.
Never. You never even let me dig it.
Nah.
Okay. I believe you. You promise you tell the truth. Okay.
Hell no.
Because if you lie here, the album's going to stop selling immediately.
Why? Okay? Is that a thing, though?
Yeah, of course.
He posts big fish?
No. Oh, he posts fish and people lie.
I love catching trout.
Yeah. And you never post one that wasn't yours?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Does Chase Rice really drink whiskey on stage, or is it apple juice sometimes?
Apple juice. It's definitely not apple juice. Sometimes it's tequila. Sometimes it's water. Sometimes it's whiskey. Depends on the night. But lately, I've been drinking water before, and then I'm like, I'll crack my first one while I'm on stage.
What does that do for you? Is it just like a ritual or...
It used to be a comfort thing. Now that's why, like, I don't drink anymore before I go on, just because I want to prove that I can, and I don't want to rely on that. But I'll drink some while I'm on stage for sure.
What kind of truck does Chase Rice drive?
I got a Chevy 2500 because I have bison, so I have to haul them twice a year.
Excuse me?
I have bison.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I got buffalo.
Yeah.
Like a big buffalo, American.
But where do
buffalo.
You take them?
Well,
for rides, they get bored. It's like a baby. I drive around the neighborhood sometimes, make it fall asleep. You know,
I gotta take them to slaughter them.
Yeah. Oh,
so you raise them and then you sell them, or how does that work with bison?
I haven't done it yet. This is our first year we're doing it, so I don't know the details. But yeah, you take them to the butcher shop. They cut them up, and then I'm gonna ship them straight to my buddy's restaurant.
Do you name them?
The two bulls, Bennington and Wyo, yes.
But is that because you keep them?
Because you're keeping them. Yeah.
And everybody else?
I'm not naming them.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't. Yeah, I'd be like, I'm going to get a bunch of bison. We're going to, you know, really work. And then I'd name them and be like, Pookie, you ain't going nowhere. I start crying. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right, two more. Right. Why does Chase Rice wear the same hat?
Well, I don't. Like, this is not the bison hat I've been wearing. I go through phases. I wore the head down, eyes up hat for a while because that's just a thing for me to remind myself. To keep that mindset. Then I've been wearing the buffalo hat, which I was hoping I would wear after you got so surprised that I have bison. I usually have one. It's just my farm logo. I don't know. I just get connected to them, but even this is a different one.
Finally, is Chase Rice single?
Yeah, I am. I'm single for the first time, like, by choice. I've gone through relationships where I'm, like, 8 months in. I'm like, okay, I guess we're dating. Like, 8 months.
I guess we're dating.
Yeah.
And you say that to yourself, not even her?
To myself, yeah, I finally admit. Like,
at what point did she think y'all were dating?
Probably before that. Right. And now I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that again unless I really mean it. Like, I don't want to screw it up again.
Listen, you guys go follow. He's on Instagram, he's at Chase Rice. Follow him there. He's got a big, I mean, you're on the road a lot,
yeah,
my friend.
It's a lot.
Starting in March, so just a few weeks away. So go over to Chase's website, chaserice.com, to get tickets. He is basically everywhere. If you're listening to us in any of these cities, he's probably coming there. He's all over the place. He's at it. And then check out the record. It is I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell. And this is an absolutely different Chase that I've ever heard before musically. And congratulations on getting to the point on being able to even try it, much less do it.
Yeah. It's a scary thing.
Yeah, all those are like, oh boy, we're going to try it. Okay, well, now we're recording it. Oh, how does it sound? Is it what I want? It's all, but it's great.
Yeah
it's great.
You,
all right, Chase Rice, you guys go watch him, go follow him, and check out his new music. Good to see you, Chase.
You too, man.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve
with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a Walmart in Alamosa, Colorado, and there's a mom shopping with their child inside the cart. Mom looks away for a second. Somebody comes and snatches the kid out of the grocery cart and starts running out. Bystanders
that
are like...
That really happens where somebody just grabs a kid and runs?
Crazy.
Oh. That...
You want to know the shocker? It was a woman. A woman grabs the baby, runs out of the, starts wow. running towards the doors. Shoppers are going like, oh my gosh, I just saw that. Oh my gosh. They tackle the woman. They hold her down, give the baby back, and they call police, and they really restrain the woman until the cops get there. And they're saying if it wasn't for that woman, who knows where that child would have gone.
That's so bizarre. Crazy. That humans will just run and grab small humans and try to, that's like old school. We thought kidnapping used to be.
Yeah.
I can't believe that would happen in a Walmart in the middle of an, or what store was it?
Did it say Walmart? Walmart.
Yeah. Good for everybody for seeing it. Because I'd be afraid if I saw it that I would go like, oh, that's probably like the aunt or something doing a joke. So I'm going to let her go.
Sure, mm-hmm. You think that. But what if you're the tackler and they're just like, hey, what are you doing? We're just messing around.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like I would be like, I'm probably not going to because that would happen.
Right.
Where I would and then you're tackling with a baby in their arm too.
Very risky.
Good for them because I don't know that I would have been able to do unless she's yelling, help. I don't know. I can't believe somebody just walked in and tried to grab a baby and get out with it.
Amazing.
Though. Great story. Good job by everybody there doing that. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Listeners like it when we talk about just celebrities we see out in the wild, meaning you're just living your life and you're like, oh, there's a celebrity. So we got a couple here. Amy, you're first. Don't say who it was, but tell us the situation.
I was walking out of a business and I'm in the parking lot and I look over and I see the person and I'm like, ah! So I just say, and then this person's walking into...
Do you make that noise, though, and it stuns them? You're like, ah! And they're like, oh, God.
No. I just like, oh, hey! You know, like, Wow, this is random. Walked out, and then he's walking into, like, a, fast food type restaurant. I was like, oh. Stars are just like us.
Let's do 10 questions. Ready?
Okay.
Guys? We know it's a he. Okay, let's see if we can get it in 10 questions. Yes or no questions.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, here we go. Country artist.
Yeah, good one.
Yes.
Boom. Lunchbox.
Married.
Yes.
Has been in the studio this year.
In 2020, it's been like a month.
Come on.
Well, if so, it cuts it down.
No.
Okay. I'm okay with that question.
Thank you.
Because if it was yes, it quickly cuts it down.
We would know
that's
exactly
three questions down. Is this person over 40?
I don't think he.
You say around 40? Just around that?
No, somewhere. No.
Okay, we're gonna go no. She's gonna look it up. If she changes it, she will. Okay. Lunchbox.
Is their spouse famous?
No.
That's five, Eddie.
Does he have a beard?
He's not 40.
He is 40.
He's not 40.
He's not 40. Okay, good. Say right. Beard.
No.
What?
Is he from Texas?
No.
Lunchbox?
Oh, man.
We have three questions left.
Okay. Has he been on the Bobby cast?
Good one.
Ooh, I'm sure.
You're sure of it?
I'm pretty positive.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Eddie.
Is he, like, known as a tall person?
Tall.
No.
Is he a great singer?
He has been on the Bobbycast.
Okay. Is he a great singer?
You're throwing me off.
Yes.
Great. Like, we're like, that's an upper level.
I don't want to say no, because that sounds bad.
The upper
bad.
Levels are like Shay and Stapleton.
I know where you're going with that, and that's why I'm hesitant. Because I know you would think it's Shay. So I'll say no.
Okay. So that's all our questions, guys. Who do we think that was? What celebrity did she see in the wild? I'm going to go with...
He was married. Did I say yes?
He is, yes.
Married.
But spouse wasn't famous.
I'm going to go with Randy Houser.
Ooh. But he has a beard.
So, oh, I thought she said he had a beard.
No beard.
Oh, no beard.
See, that's what I'm...
But also, am I at that level where I'd be like, ah! Randy!
I don't know. But I guess Randy Houser every time in this game. It doesn't matter what the questions are. If I don't know, I just go Randy Houser.
Because I feel like Randy might be like, who are you?
Eddie?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Lee Bryce.
He has a beard.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Lunchbox?
The only person I can think of has a beard.
He doesn't have a beard.
I was going to go Parker McCollum,
but she said no.
He's not from Texas.
Hold on. Let me look if he has
go
a
ahead.
Beard.
Go ahead.
That's why I had Dierks Bentley, but he has a beard.
Sometimes. Amy, who is it?
It's not Dierks.
Well, obviously.
I meant like known as having a beard.
Who is it?
He's the other half of someone you mentioned.
Oh.
It's Dan?
Dan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dan.
Well, then you can't say he...
Why would you... I see Dan, I don't know, a lot.
What's up, dude?
But that's what I would say. I know. It was same.
But like his wife and my wife hang out all the time.
She was like, we were like upper echelon. She goes, oh, I wouldn't say...
Yeah, he's A.
Y'all didn't ask
oh,
me that.
Oh, not singers. Right, that's what I'm saying. Because
he's
so
not the singer.
Right.
I am right in how I answered that.
Absolutely.
I didn't want to mislead you. But
absolutely.
Also, yes, I know. Yes, we see Dan. But I just literally walked out and boom, there he was. So it was unexpected.
You're like, who's that lady with the beautiful hair? Oh, it's Dan.
He had it in a bun.
Oh, he did have a bun?
Yeah.
He does have some great hair.
And I'm sure you could guess where he was going.
All right, next up, Lunchbox also saw a celebrity in the wild.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Okay, give us a few clues here.
I saw a celebrity at the hockey game and it was in the concourse and I followed this person to the concession stand.
Of course you did.
Watched them order. They ordered a drink and a hot dog, and then I stood over there and watched to see what that person put on their hot dog, and they put ketchup first, then mustard, four napkins.
Well, so they're a weirdo.
Four napkins.
10 questions. We got to roll quick. Eddie.
Is it a girl? Female?
No.
Country singer, a guy?
Yes.
Married?
Yes.
Like blonde hair, light hair?
I wouldn't say it's blonde hair, no.
They have a beard?
Sometimes.
Is their hair long right now?
It's Dan as well.
No.
Okay. Or napkin.
Eddie?
They wear hats, like famously known for wearing hats?
No.
Have they been in this studio in the past 6 months?
No.
Do they have kids?
Yes.
Two over 40.
Yeah, over 40.
I would assume.
Ooh, I don't like
that. Last question. It's going to have to be somebody old. I'm going to go. I get one more question.
Hits, like over hits.
Who beat a hockey game? Who's a big hockey fan?
Oh, that's why I thought.
Is it somebody from the 90s?
No.
Okay, everybody have their guesses? I'm going to go Randy Houser.
Every time.
Amy?
Lee Bryce.
Yeah, Ryan Hurd.
Lunchbox?
No, Jimmy from Little Big Town.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good. Did you talk to him?
I went up to him after he put all the condiments on his hot dog. And I was like, what up, dude? He was like, oh, how's it going? And we
did he know who you were?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
good.
He was talking and said hello and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, cool. I just wanted to see how you got your hot dog done. That was about it.
That's weird.
Mustard, then hey, Mike, remind me next time Little Big Town comes in.
No, I think he went ketchup, then mustard, yeah, but he
ask,
had both.
To ask Jimmy why he's a psycho killer and puts both on.
What would you do?
Just mustard.
Oh,
you don't
just
do
ketchup.
Both. That's a, you can do mustard and do all those stuff, but you don't do mustard and ketchup. Or you can just do ketchup.
Unless he was getting the hot dog for someone else.
Well,
man.
Then I mean, they're a psycho killer. I'd get in their computer and see what they've been up to. All I watch is Shark Tank. I don't ever go to Shark Tank, but if it's on, I can sit and watch 3 or 4 episodes in a row. Like, it's not appointment watching for me, or I don't DVR it, but it's on, like, CNBC or these random channels, and if there's nothing on, I'll just let it roll. It's an easy sit-and-watch-forever show. And I like that Kevin O'Leary guy. What do they call him? Mr. Wonderful?
Yeah.
That's his name? He's pretty funny on there.
He's awesome.
He did this story talking about money and talking about success. And hey, Lunchbox, you can take it from here, because the note Lunchbox sent me said, this is what I have always been saying. And it was about Kevin O'Leary, Mr.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And his quote was something along the lines of, money is more important than everything. You can get a new family. It is sets you up for everything. Family comes and goes. Money is the root that you need to survive.
Here is the actual
basically,
quote. Hey, who he's paraphrasing. Even that paraphrase is a little dramatic on what he
but
really said.
But is that not what he said?
This is what he
everybody's
said.
All upset at Kevin O'Leary for saying money is the most important thing. But it is.
Kevin O'Leary.
Who's super rich.
Sent out a controversial tweet which shared his philosophy of prioritizing work and monetary success over family. Critics jumped on saying, your values are out of whack. He was roasted. He says, none of these things matter. What matters is you achieve success and become free. And then once you're free, you can do whatever you like. The multimillionaire businessman investor became very wealthy years ago when he sold his software company, SoftKey, for more than $3.5 billion. That's from the Daily Mail. I guess for more background, I wonder how he got famous to begin with. I wonder how he started the company, if he had any advantage. Like, his parents are rich, got him into a good school. I don't know. If not, like, I felt that.
I think he's self-made, man.
You don't know. You don't know. You're just saying that for the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, look it up. I'm curious.
I am,
if
he's
self-made,
my boy.
That's amazing. Like, I love it. I believe in the American dream. I am the American dream. As far as come from very little, hard work, strategy, put good people around you. As of right now, things are going pretty good. That being said, I do understand what when he says, "Then you can do whatever you like to be free." Forever, I was scared to do. Really anything until I have my finances right, because I never wanted to have bills I couldn't afford. I never wanted, you know, luckily I met Caitlin now, because I never told anybody I loved him. I never loved anybody before her, but it's like, it was so easy because she was so right. And also it was like, I can now afford it. I can afford to get married. I can afford, but I'd have been scared to do I was scared to do anything at 25, at 29. I was scared to get a car because I would never have debt, because I was like, if I lose my job, I'd overpay my bills. And finally, the water company would be like, stop overpaying your bills. Why do you keep sending us extra money? I'm like, listen, guys, if I lose my job, I need to have one bill like extra surplus so I have a month to get back on my feet. So I understand what he's saying. That being said, I think it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I do think it's pretty ridiculous. Go ahead.
Okay. So his mother was a good investor. She would do these.
He grew up rich kid.
Hold on. But he didn't know about it until she died.
But
she
did he get a bunch of money then from her when she
died? No, but he was already successful by then.
Oh, and that's good. There you go.
Like, he was going to be a photographer. And
I
his stepdad was like, hey, man, maybe you should go to college.
I changed my mind. I like him again.
And so he went to college, and he got an MBA and all this. And some of his classmates, they started companies. So he didn't find out he was rich until his mom died.
Let's say I met Caitlin at 28 and we got married. Because I do think I would have married her regardless of the age. I'd just been more scared. I would have been like, we can't have kids forever until I can actually make sure that they can go to college.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say 28. She'd been 17 or something.
No,
that's true. She'd been 16.
No, yeah. But assuming you're the same age.
Yeah, assuming we're the same age. That's true. That's a good point, though. That's a good point.
Thank you, Amy, saving him.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But let's just say that's a yes.
Right.
For sure, been like, we're on, we're together, we'll get married. But I wouldn't, there's no chance we'd even talk about kids.
That's why when one comes accidentally, you know, it's very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard stories about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we are all on the
same. I'm going to say he's not right.
But he's not wrong.
But there's something to it, meaning if you feel safe and free, a lot of your other decisions come more organically and naturally, and it's what you really want.
Right.
So, but he's still, that's still an idiotic thing to write.
Yeah. I don't know. I say get rich, and that way you have all the options in the world.
For $10 million. $10 million right here. Somebody brings in 2 suitcases, and they're like, $10 million, but you got to divorce your wife, and you won't see your kids for 5 years.
Come on.
$10 million. Let's go.
You would do that?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Because in 5 years, I can buy him a lot of presents, make up for lost time.
Is that how that works?
Is that how that works? Let me
tell you.
These are some pretty formative years you might want to be a part of.
Amy, talk about energy givers and takers and what this is.
Well, I follow this brain doctor on Instagram. Love him. Doc Amen or Amen. I don't know how to say it. And he said the top energy givers are.
What do you mean by giving energy?
So like when you're surrounded by this, like it's going to fill your cup up, not drain you.
So you're going to feel better. Be rejuvenated.
Yes.
Got it. Go ahead.
Sunlight. Positive.
Well, let me see if I do them. Pass. I don't. Okay. Sunlight. No.
No sunlight ever?
Not really. It's not my thing. Okay. I got other hobbies.
Okay.
Positive self-talk.
Don't you always call yourself an idiot?
Yeah. I do self-talk, just not positive. So I get 50-50. Okay. My self-talk's like
what are you supposed to say to yourself?
I'm like, God. I am capable.
I am smart. Affirmations. Mantras.
I never do that.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you're not as funny. That's one. Yeah, on and on. But no, I don't do that either.
Okay, deep breathing.
Sometimes I forget to breathe. Literally, my wife would be like, why are you holding your breath? I'm like, I didn't know I was holding my breath. Sometimes when I work out, I'm holding my breath. And he's like, why are you holding your breath while you're working out? You should be breathing more. I'm like, I am? So far, I'm getting no energy.
Okay, this one I get you. Music.
I don't listen to a bunch anymore. I'm tired of it. I do it all the time. It's music all day, all night for work. So when I get time, I listen to podcasts.
So you're in my world now.
The only thing that I listen to right now is probably Lucas Nelson, and that's it.
Okay, well, that's probably good energy.
But even then, it's like
your brain likes that.
I'm so music drowning in music that it's just not a priority because it's all that. It'd be like if you made cookies all day. You don't go into the cookie aisle at the grocery store and decide you're gonna get some Chips Ahoy.
Yeah,
you're tired of cookies. So what else?
The next energy giver is nutritious food.
Okay, that one I can sign for. So I'm 1 for 5.
And then the next one is acceptance, like being accepted by your peers, friends, family, others. None.
All right, I'm 1 for 6.
Okay.
So I'm not getting a lot of energy. Let's see. What's the other one?
Energy takers.
This is bad.
The stuff that sucks the life out of you.
Let's see how many of these I do. Go ahead.
Okay. Dehydration.
One, dehydrate all the time. Live it. I got bottles and bottles of water up here. Mostly, don't drink them. They come in here the next day as well. I'm dehydrated all the time. My pee's so yellow sometimes, it looks like I just peed out a banana.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Straight up. What else?
Sugar.
Oh, I love sugar. Golly. I eat sugar all day, all night. It'd be my only meal. If I did 4 food groups, it would be sugar, candy bars, cookies, and then sugar grab bag.
Yeah, that's all sugar, though.
I know. Okay. It's by the way, like 4 food groups, yeah.
Another energy taker is gossip.
Not a gossiper. Actually, I don't want to hear your gossip. I'm not going to give you my gossip. And if you're a gossiper, I don't even want you working here. I don't want you to be here. We're not a gossiping group for the most part, or you guys don't gossip to me, right?
No.
We wouldn't
keep it away from you.
Would you say I'm a gossiper?
No.
Like, I hate it. The only gossip I'm doing is right now. I don't even talk when I'm off the
show.
But
you do know a lot of stuff. You just don't talk about
it. Oh, you better believe it. I could sink some vessels here in Nashville in a minute. Go ahead.
Suck the energy out of
everybody. Yeah, I sucked the energy out of this city. Go ahead.
Sitting all day long.
Yeah, I do that. My butt hurts, though. It's injured. So I'm kind of leaning a lot on one side.
Another energy taker is people pleasing.
I'm not that at all. 0%.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap. We're going to do it. We're going to do it this way. Everybody's going to be successful because of it, but it may be a little uncomfortable getting it done the right way.
Mm.
Would you say I'm a people pleaser?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I
don't think you are, no.
Would you, Eddie?
No way, bro.
But do you say that in a bad way?
No, that's just the way you are.
Do you feel like I'm mean?
I think you...
I don't think not be... Actually, we should strive not to be people pleasers.
Right, right. And don't be confused. It's not like you're just being selfish.
I guess I'm saying, do you think I'm a good dude?
Yeah, you're a good dude.
You didn't ask that question.
I know, but some people will go, he's not a people pleaser. It means he's not good to people.
That's different.
I feel like I try to be great to people, but I'm not somebody who's just going to go out of my way to be a people pleaser.
This people pleasing in this context of like being an energy taker is you're constantly running around trying to make sure everybody else is good.
Happy.
And then when you take a hard look at yourself, you're not happy.
Mm. Well, I'm not happy. I look at myself, but I'm not going to people please too, because I feel like if I'm pleasing people, we're not executing at our highest level, especially professionally. If I got to coddle your butt, I'm spending more time coddling than I am. And then we are getting stuff done.
So,
and we're going to be so much happier when we accomplish big things.
When it comes to people pleasing too, it makes you think of one of the 4 agreements, which I know you know them. And one of them is to not take anything personally.
In business.
In business, or even if like...
Personal you can, because it's personal.
Well,
you take it personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
In business, take nothing personal. One of the 4 agreements.
Okay. Yeah, but also
sometimes I get so mad at the company. I'm like, this company can hug a root. But... You know what? Four Guinness best book I ever read that took me like 30 minutes to read.
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last energy taker that I'm going to mention is
Lunchbox.
We already mentioned him with cheese.
No. It's not funny, Eddie.
Just the news.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so negative.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I don't watch it anymore. I used to. I used to watch it all the time. Now I don't really watch it. I'll read the headlines. Don't even click into them now. I just read the headline and act like I know about it. And then that's it. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Lunchbox, thank you for your story.
You're welcome.
Amy, thank you for yours. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is Brixley from Texas.
I have a morning corny for you. Why did a banana go to the hospital? Because he wasn't peeling well.
Good job.
Good job, good job, good job. Here is Barbie from Oklahoma.
Morning, studio. I was calling to see what happened to Elder versus Millennial and Lunchbox versus Amy. Like, where'd those games go? I missed the game. Bring more games. We need more games.
All right, thank you for that. Those two, in general, we just let rest for a little bit. Sometimes we'll let rest.
Yeah, they needed a break.
They need a little break, yeah. But we play games constantly.
Yeah, but they need like a year.
Like, what am I thinking right now? Go.
Easy trivia?
No.
Just the general. The game?
No. Oh, what are you thinking of?
Yeah. Thinking?
Oh, I know.
Thinking, lunch?
Go. Food.
Food, no. Lunch, no. Amy?
What we're going to do next.
Nah. I injured my BH again.
Oh, wow.
You were thinking about that?
Yeah, because it hurts so bad. I need one of those cushions to sit on.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that came to my head. But
what do you mean?
I was talking to Amy about it this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, because I didn't know if I could say it.
It's a past injury, but then I've re-injured it, and it hurts so bad that it's all I can think about.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look.
I'll show it to you.
I'm just joking.
I don't care. Oh. Here's Jerry from Kentucky. Go ahead.
Want to thank you again so much for the Brooks and Dunn shout out and the tickets and the meet and greet and all that. Looking forward to it. Sarah and I are here at dinner, our Valentine's Day dinner.
Hey guys, thanks for the tickets.
She's super excited and a little bit shy. Love you guys. Love the show. And, we're looking forward to May 11th.
Okay, let's get something straight here.
Boom, that was good.
This is why, though, I can't just give away everything that I own and call my friends for stuff because people take advantage of it. Because he said, hey, what can I do to tell her I have Brooks and Dunn tickets? And I said, well, I'll make her a video going, hey, guess what? And he's like, nah. And I'm like, okay. I'm really good friends with Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn. Like, we go to dinner. Like, that kind of friend. So I said, hey, man, we send this over. He'd be like, hey, Jerry, happy Valentine's Day to you and Sarah. Here's some tickets. And then, but then I was like, no, you don't have to give him tickets. But he already recorded it. I wasn't going to ask him to re-record it. So I told Jerry, he's like giving you tickets. He's saying congratulations for the tickets. There was never a mention of a meet and greet.
But he's at dinner now saying all this stuff.
He probably told her now.
Yeah, for sure.
There was never a mention of that. I don't even know if they do them.
The tour bus visit.
Yeah. The personal tour of Ronnie's house. I don't even know if they do meet and greets. So anyway, glad I could help. But see, that's what happens here. That's what happens. That's always spirals out of control. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a social media debate happening. Is it acceptable to film and share content with strangers in public without their consent?
Legally, if you're in a public place, you can record. Legally. But it's almost time to re-examine those rules, because it used to just be record with a video camera and then maybe it'd get on the news or get nowhere. But now that it can be distributed very easily to a lot of people, pushing submit,
yeah,
upload.
And everyone has a camera.
But yes, if you're in public doing something, you have to kind of be prepared that people are going to record you. If you're in a gym, that's a private place. When people record people, like, oh, this guy's staring at me. Like, that ain't cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the answer is yes, sadly. Yeah, if you're in public, it can be recorded publicly.
Especially as parents, too. Sometimes we're filming our kids doing something, and they're like, oh, yeah, no big deal. I'm going to throw it up, because, like, my son was getting a gray belt the other night, and I filmed, and then I realized in my stories, oh, shoot, there's all these kids lined up. So I took the little, where I could color over their faces, and
Not a public place, though.
It's not?
It's a private place where you pay money to take lessons. It's in a building.
Okay, but those kids, I didn't have any consent to put them on my social media.
Correct.
So I blurred them out.
That's a private place, so you shouldn't put people up in a private place.
Oh, okay, I hear you.
Public place, you can. Private place, you really can, too. No one's going to. But I would say use your sense, common sense. Don't be throwing stuff up at other kids. I agree with that, too.
I know. And then if you're filming someone and laughing at their expense because you see something that...
Falling on ice? Hilarious. Oh, when somebody falls on ice...
I have to film that.
Oh, my God. I'm loading it up. I don't care how private it is. I'm loading that crap up immediately.
So Robert Downey Jr. is demanding $80 million for an Avengers return.
I also demand $80 million for me to be in the next Avengers. Let's see if they come. Let's see if they offer.
Yeah. So he wants that money up front and a percentage of the movie's profits.
He probably can get it if they really want. Those movies do so well, you can't really do it without him unless you're going to reboot it or have a new young Iron Man come out of the ashes.
True. But it's called Avengers Secret Wars, and it's looking to come out 2026.
Yeah, $80 million. Hey, that ain't nothing for them.
Oh, no?
Nah.
Chump change.
And if they, okay, you got me. $75 million, I'll do it too. I just came down.
Which, speaking of money and entertainers, I saw this whole article of the top paid entertainers of last year. And in at number one was Genesis.
Mm-hmm, because they did a reunion tour.
Oh.
Phil Collins. It was his group that he was in before he went solo. He was actually the drummer for Genesis when they were searching for a new lead singer. Because do you know who the lead singer was?
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel, who sings, Your Eyes, the Light, Your Eyes. And they searched, but he'd always play the drums in it. And then he jumped up as front man, and they were like, we'll just roll with it. And then he played drums and sang, and then he got up front. And
they
then,
made that much money?
$230 million.
Mm-hmm. They did well because they were Iron Man in three movies.
They got the job.
Yeah, they got the...
Sting was number two with $210 million, and then Tyler Perry was at number three with $175 million.
Tyler Perry's so legit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's so legit. All right, what else?
This is cool. Jimmy Allen and For King and Country teamed up for the latest CMT Crossroads. That's going to be airing on February 28th, so that'll be a cool one to watch. And the neat thing about them is they became friends like 14 years ago when they all came to town and had nothing going on. And they would like meet for breakfast and like share the troubles of trying to make it in the music business. And so it's cool that now they're both, or all three of them are super successful and able to do this together.
For King and Country on this week's BobbyCast for an hour with those guys. Hearing their story, it is wild. Their dad was a promoter, and a promoter pays money and then goes out and tries to do a tour and hopefully he makes all his money back plus. And he went completely under. And they moved here because he thought he'd get a job here. And that job went completely under. It's a crazy story. Wow. And they have a sister that's very famous. And they were doing music. And they were like, we don't want to be known as her. And so they, amazing BobbyCast with those guys. Go search it up. Search for the BobbyCast wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a firefighter named Jake of the Jarrell Fire Department in Jarrell, Texas. He was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor in late January, so last month. He's 24 years old. He underwent a 10-hour surgery to remove part of the tumor. Then another few days later, they had to go get the rest. They couldn't do it all at once because, again, it was a 10-hour surgery just to get part of it. And the brain, oh, man. So through all of this, that entire town and that entire fire department has been so supportive. He got back out of the hospital, and he was bald because of all the work they had to do that, I mean, cut it to his head. And so everybody at the fire department all shaved their head bald to support him.
Oh, that's so cool.
He showed up and he was like, man, I could have done it without the town. And even this is like such an example of what people have done for me. And I love that. So first of all, let me say, man, he's 24 and he had a brain tumor. Mm-hmm. That stinks. And it shouldn't happen to a 24-year-old. It's way too young. And these doctors that can go in and work on the brain over 2 days and remove the... glad we have them. In this town, in this fire department, awesome. So, yeah, I'm going to say that's what it's all about in a second. But one time, when I was in high school, my senior year, we were in the state playoffs. We were like, let's all do something to show that we're united. So we all shaved our heads, bald. And we're like, let's go. They'll be freaking out. We'll show up bald-headed. And first of all, our helmets didn't really fit. Because they're
loose.
They're a little loose and there's sweat. We didn't even know that until we got out there for the game. And then secondly, we got beat like 37-10. And you take your helmets off at the end to shake hands. And we like the biggest group of idiots walking across the field with our bald heads.
It's not a good memory.
We shaved our heads. Our helmets were squishy. And then we lost. We look so stupid. But we'd have done that for Jake though too, I hope.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
You guys, great job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network, and you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work, if you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.